Hey guys, welcome back to the Extreme Prospecting Podcast. I am your host, Joe Tosti. You can hit me up on Instagram at Joe Tosti Fan. I'm actually going to be changing the title of the podcast. So this will be the new one to Joe Tosti Sales Training. So we're coming to you live. I'm on Facebook right now. I'm live. We have some people dropping comments. They're coming here. Okay, tonight we're talking about why adding massive value up front is a losing strategy in sales and business. Okay, so a lot of times what I hear on, and if you want to call in, I actually have a phone number real quick before I start. I have a phone number you can call into. 805-805-225-6314. Okay. 805-225-6314. If you guys have sales questions, things like that. Okay. Why adding massive value up front is a losing strategy in sales and business. Okay. So there are two major things on why adding massive value is a losing strategy in sales and business. But before we get to that, let's define massive value, right? So a lot of people I see on YouTube and on LinkedIn and on Facebook talk about in the sales world about adding this concept about adding massive value. So what is massive value? So people talk about needing to provide free ebooks, needing to provide podcasts, needing to provide YouTube videos. Anything that you need to provide that free value up front and not ask for anything in return. Okay, so what's the problem with that? So there's some good stuff, okay? So what are the good things? The good things about having the ebook, and I do have an ebook, and I'm bringing back the podcast, is that it gives people a chance to connect with you, okay? It gives people a chance to get to know you a little better. It's free. It's low risk, right? It's very minimal. You either just put in your email address or you just click a button on YouTube or in this case, you just go to the iTunes and just hit play. So that's sort of the low risk part of it, which is really good. The huge issue is that you have no one to deliver it to if your audience is really tiny, right? So if your audience is really small, then you're not going to have a chance to be able to deliver your content to a lot of people. And that's a problem, okay? It's a huge problem. My Instagram account is only 160 people, okay? So when your Instagram account is really small, it's going to be a problem because how many people are actually going to like look at the content when you only have 160 people? So if you know Eric Thomas or you know David Shands, you'll know that they have much larger audiences in the social world, right? In the social world, David has, you know, he's been doing this a little bit longer. So he has 30,000 right now Instagram followers. ET has 550,000. That's Eric Thomas. If you guys aren't familiar, he's a motivational speaker. I really like him. You should check him out. He's pretty good. He has about 550,000 followers so on Instagram. So with those larger audiences, you can start to drop content and you have a channel to deliver that to. Same thing with Gary Vee. A lot of these guys, they have huge audiences. Before they had audiences, though, they were not using those channels to necessarily deliver the content they needed, or they built it up over time like how everyone else does, but you know, they've been in the game longer, right? So it doesn't mean you can't get there, it just means they've been in the game longer. But if you need business tomorrow, which is a lot of us, right? So we need business tomorrow. You can't just drop an ebook for your business. You can't just drop a podcast and just sit back in your chair. Okay. You can't just be on LinkedIn or Facebook liking stuff and commenting and sitting back and waiting for a prospect to ask you, hey, I'm ready to buy. Because that's just not how it works. It's not how it works, right? So there's reality, and then there's, you know, something in your head, right? Which is probably lies. Every salesperson does this. Every business person does this, you know? So at some point, you need to come to reality to realize that you need to go create the activity that is needed to fill your pipeline. Okay. So what are the two things about that you're going to need to fix this? So actually there are more than two things that you can do to fix this, but there are two things actually that are hindering you. So two things that are hindering you first are you don't have the money and you don't have the time to create the content in order to properly distribute it and then wait for people to set up meetings or buy your product or service or get going. Okay. So you don't have time, you don't have money, right? So if I was not employed right now, I would be under, you know, I'd be broke. I'd be bankrupt. I'd be on the street right now. It would be unethical for me to just quit my job and just say, you know what? And I make six figures right now. But it would just be unethical for me because I have a family to just be like, and I quit. I'm done. So what you need to do is start to think about, okay, so I can't quit my job or I either need to get a job. But I need time and I need money in order to get this going off the ground. Okay, so I can't just add content to the marketplace and expect it to take off. So what do I need to do? So there are three things that you can do in order to fix that problem, as in your pipeline problem. Okay, three things. One is you can go knock on doors. So if you're selling to, you know, if you're in the SMB, which is a SaaS term, which is a software as a service term. But if you're in the small deal volume size, it's going to be heavy on activity, which means you might need to knock on 100 doors a day. You might need to call people 100 times a day. It's going to be really painful. Most people don't want to do it, but that's part of the gig. The other thing that you're going to need to do that you could do is, so we have knocking on the door and we have picking up the phone. The other thing you can do is cold email, right? So you are sending unsolicited emails to individuals, typically at businesses, who get your email, and if it is thoughtfully crafted, you can then take that to another level. Okay. And what I mean by that is if it's thoughtfully crafted, you will get a response that will say, hey, you know, actually I do want to meet, I'm interested. Okay. So, and in each of those, before you just rent, so a lot of times companies don't even train people. So if it's 100% commission, a lot of these jobs in real estate, life insurance, other types of insurance, they just hire people and it's just churn and burn, right? So they don't give you the right skills. They don't give you anything that you need to be successful in sales. So if you're going out and you're trying to actually build a pipeline of prospects, okay, you're going to need to start doing one of three of those things. So you're going to either need to knock on a door, you're going to need to pick up the phone, or you're going to need to send an email. Now, there are various ways you can do this. You can go to conferences. I'm going to a conference tomorrow. When I go to the conference tomorrow, it's a two-day conference for where I work at, and I'm just having conversations with people. But I'm intentional, right? I'm qualifying the prospect in my head. I'm talking to them. I'm learning all the time about them. Like, what do they care about? What's their life situation look like? In their case, their work situation. Do they have the money? Because I only want to talk to prospects who have money or have, you know, or have them refer me to somebody who has the money. Like, those are the type of conversations that you want to start having. And in sales, if you don't take action, you will fail. So why adding massive value up front is a losing strategy is that a lot of people sit in their chair and expect the prospects to just somehow magically find their content and then pick it up and they're ready to buy, right? So you're lying to yourself if that's what you're doing. So some of the ways to think about this, you know, there are different buckets, right? So a lot of times when you add massive value up front and not expect anything, those people they may become customers at some point, right? But they're going to be in the long-term bucket, right? We just need to be honest with ourselves that those people are going to be in the long-term bucket. What does the long-term bucket look like? It could be 12, it's probably 12 months out, right? So you could be doing Facebook Live videos, you could write a book, you could be distributing all that content, but it doesn't mean they're going to buy. So in the short term and medium term, if you're like super hungry and you need money tomorrow, which is like most of everybody in the world, then you need to do this outbound prospecting while this inbound lead generation is going to kick off and start going. So Nobody knows you. You have no visibility. And that's why it's a lose. That's literally why it is a losing strategy in business and sales to provide this massive value up front and expect something to happen. The other part that is really a losing strategy is that if you're going to add value, a lot of people, a lot of social people are too afraid to ask for anything in business. They're just too afraid to ask. They're afraid to ask for an appointment, for a meeting. If you like, sales is about trading on stuff. So if you're in sales and you drop someone and someone clicks on an ebook or someone, or you download an ebook or there's a white paper or there's something that there's some piece of information that you've provided with them, or maybe there's stuff that's really valuable is new ideas are incredibly valuable, right? They're incredibly valuable. So if you provide someone with a new idea or perspective, and you're not asking the question like, based on what I've heard, it seems like this is something that might interest you. What does 20 minutes look like, on Tuesday or Thursday of next week? To maybe dive a little bit deeper into, whatever you're selling, right? So you really have to think about, you can provide the value, but you really need to think about what are you asking for, right? So because you can't just sit there and here's a free article and then just not even ask for anything. So I know that works for some people. I'm telling you, if you don't have a following, it won't work. You won't get customers. And if you need customers, the only way you're going to do it is by knocking on a door, picking up the phone, or cold emailing. Now, the combination of sending a cold email and a phone call is highly effective because a lot of times you just end up leaving voicemails. And people don't ever respond to voicemails, but they will definitely listen to your voicemails, which is pretty awesome. So, want you to think about those three things. Think about prospecting in the sense that sending a cold email, sending you're you know you're picking up the phone, you're calling, and you're knocking on a door. You may need to do all of those, and they're different forms, right? I mean, you may send a postcard, a thank you note. You may send them. I mean, I have friends who have sent people watermelons, cakes for their for prospect's birthday. I mean, whatever it is, but if your deal size is small, you're going to need a massive amount of activity to supplement the fact that it's just a numbers game. If you start moving up in deal size, there's maybe a little more strategy and money that goes into that. But, end of the day, why adding massive value up front is a losing strategy is you're just never going to, I mean, you're not going to have time or money. You'll be bankrupt. You won't be able to pay your bills. So, if no one knows you and you're obscure, you have no visibility, then it's time to go outbound prospecting. It's time to do that. I have a free ebook that I actually just launched, that's pretty awesome. I'm also doing a Sales 101, 90 minutes this Friday, if I'm not dead by then, so which I'm pretty excited about. So this Friday, for those of you who want to join, I'm doing Sales 101 at 6 p.m. Pacific. There's an invite out there to sign up that has a Zoom link. I'm excited. We're going to cover everything from prospecting, selling, and closing business, effective sales language over the phone and in person. Talk about teaching you the power of the second question. And actually, the second, third, fourth question. That's how you're really going to start to close business. How to keep track of all your prospects. I already gave Mark a sneak peek to that. But keeping track, you're going to need that CRM. You're going to start needing a system. And then, obviously, why creating the part of this is a sneak peek. Why creating content like Eric Thomas and David Chance's stupid strategy? And it's a stupid strategy when you don't have any business. We don't have any prospects in the pipeline. So, and why follow-up is critical in sales and do execute on the follow-up. Okay. If you're not following up with prospects, by the way, you're losing. You need to follow up with prospects. You need to be their trusted advisor. You need to become the person that they go to. So, oh, plus, how do you get referrals? We're going to talk about that too, because referrals are a huge part of business, which are pretty awesome. So, I'm going to hammer you with as much free content as possible on Friday. I'm going to have a secret bonus at the end. I'm not even going to tell anybody about it until we get to the very end. But I'm pumped. I'm excited. Thanks for hopping on. We're bringing the podcast back. Extreme prospecting turning into Joe Tosti sales training. It's coming. And this is why adding massive value up front is losing strategy in sales and business. Drop me any notes, any comments, Instagram, Facebook, @JoeTostiFan. You guys have an awesome night. Bye.